certainly these sightings are a matter of record. They're a matter of eyewitness testimony. They're a matter of record on radar and all the rest of it. So the big question is, why hover in our skies, sometimes very obviously? Why observe? Why not contact? Why not make the message clear? Why this standoffish observational mode that they're in?
Well, there has been progress. If you think about the Phoenix Lights case, how close a mothership literally is appearing. I mean, a mile-wide craft to us would be a mothership, but maybe not their largest motherships. That is slow. They're slowly getting closer. I mean, the UFO I saw in Berkeley in '68 was so close. I mean, if I had the camera that I have today, a high definition, you know, Canon H1, and I zoomed in on it, it would be the best footage in the world. I mean, but now that we have nuclear weapons, we have Stinger missiles, we have, you know, our nuclear missiles can travel 18,000 miles an hour. I mean, these are fast missiles. If a mothership was hovering close in broad daylight, you know, who knows? They may be actually afraid that, you know, we would fire upon them and cause, you know, great devastation.
There may be some evidence we've already done that, David. There's footage from some of our very own space vehicles, space station.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That we've done exactly that, or it certainly looks that way.
Well, then that would mean if somebody is trying to come here to help us, if they do have zero-point energy and they do have gifts that they want to give humanity to help us get past this gap where we could fall in and destroy ourselves, then we're preventing it. We're not allowing them to come in because we're so afraid. We have so much fear.
Are you convinced, David, that our government is very well aware of who they are and what they're doing, and we're not being told?
Well, I wouldn't give the government that much credit. I mean, you know, we are the government. There are many people who are being visited, and some extraterrestrials may be picking certain individuals out in the middle of nowhere or in countrysides, or, you know, like Professor John Nash, who said he was receiving messages from extraterrestrials. I don't know, but I think the government knows a lot more than they're telling us, and I think Gary McKinnon is telling the truth. I think that they do have, in fact, this gentleman who worked at Lockheed Martin his whole life, who is now retired, whose name I won't give out on the air, he is going to show me in person. I'm going to get to film an anti-gravity device working, a zero-point energy anti-gravity device working.
That'll be impressive.
That's supposed to be, I mean, it's already perfected. He's going to say that we already have the technology to go to the stars. And if I can get that documented, and where this is going to happen, you know, I'm not going to say, but once it actually occurs, then we can verify that, yes, we already have this technology. So, again, why? What do you think, Armin? What do you think their reason is that they don't, you know, reveal this right now at this critical juncture? Would they rather destroy the whole planet and see it die and all of us die? I mean, what do they have up their sleeves? What's better than this planet?
No, I don't have that answer, David. It's actually my question to you. You're closer to a lot of this than I am. I'm mystified by it, absolutely mystified by it.
Well, you saw a triangle hover right down over you.
I certainly did.
And how big do you estimate that triangle was? That triangle UFO, do you know?
Not as big as the one seen in Phoenix. In fact, this one, you know, it's tough to judge, but it wasn't that far above me, and I wouldn't say it was more than, 150 feet from one point of the triangle to the next, but it's tough to judge. I mean, when something like that happens to you, David, you're in a state of shock.
Yeah, I know.
An absolute state of shock, and I can tell you it was enough that the moon and the stars above me disappeared. But it wasn't just that. I saw the craft close enough so that I could see what appeared to be a metallic skin to it. So, I don't know. I guess they appear in different sizes, different forms, different shapes. Mm-hmm. Although certainly in recent years, the triangle has been very prolific.
The triangle has been very prolific. And I wonder, once again, when you think of, you know, trigonometry, Pythagorean triangles, and the Great Pyramids and the triangular sides of the pyramids, if this is a sign of who they are, I mean,
That's one good guess.
Well, some people say that the cornerstone, the chief capstone on the Great Pyramid, is going to return upon their arrival. And that capstone is not only a symbol, but it may even be the shape of some of their craft themselves, and that's where they would land. And
actually, you know, Zahi Hawass had plans to return the capstone in the year 2000.
Yeah.
I can't recall what occurred. Something happened, and they never followed through with that plan. They never put the capstone back, and I've always wondered why.